Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering the IELTS speaking test. Describe a time when you took part in a charity event. The IELTS speaking test is designed to assess your spoken English skills. It consists of three parts: introduction and interview, part one, long turn, part two, and two-way discussion, part three. Examiners evaluate your fluency, coherence, grammatical range, accuracy, lexical resource, and pronunciation. A common topic you might encounter is, describe a time when you took part in a charity event. Understanding how to answer such prompts effectively can significantly boost your score. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, examiners often begin with general questions about everyday topics. Here are some typical questions and a sample response. Common questions. Have you ever participated in a charity event? What kind of charity events are common in your country? Why do people participate in charity events? Sample response. Yes, I have participated in several charity events. One memorable event was a local marathon aimed at raising funds for underprivileged children. Such events are quite common in my country and often focus on various causes like healthcare, education, and environmental conservation. I believe people participate in charity events not only to support worthy causes, but also to foster a sense of community and altruism. Part 2. Long turn, cue card. Describe a time when you took part in a charity event. You should say what the event was, when and where it took place, what you did, and explain how you felt about participating in the event. Sample answer. One significant time I participated in a charity event was last year during an annual fundraising marathon organized by a local NGO to support literacy programs for underprivileged children. The event took place in Central Park on a sunny Saturday morning in September. During the event, I volunteered as a registration assistant. My duties included helping participants sign up, distributing race kits, and providing information about the event's itinerary. Additionally, I coordinated with other volunteers to set up water stations along the marathon route and cheered on the runners as they passed by. Participating in this event was an incredibly fulfilling experience. It was heartwarming to see so many people come together for a noble cause. I felt a deep sense of satisfaction knowing that our collective efforts would have a positive impact on children's education. It also provided an opportunity to connect with like-minded individuals and foster a stronger community spirit. Follow-up questions. How do you think charity events benefit society? What are the challenges of organizing such events? Would you like to participate in more charity events in the future? Why? Sample answers for follow-up questions. Charity events benefit society by raising awareness and funds for various causes, promoting social responsibility, and building a sense of community. These events often bring people together, fostering cooperation and shared goals. One of the primary challenges of organizing charity events is ensuring adequate funding and resources. It can also be difficult to recruit enough volunteers and manage logistical aspects such as permits, scheduling, and safety measures. Absolutely, I would love to participate in more charity events in the future. They are an excellent way to give back to the community and make a tangible difference in people's lives. Plus, they provide a sense of personal fulfillment and help build strong social networks. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner may ask more abstract questions related to the topic discussed in Part 2. Example questions and responses. Examiner, why do you think some people are more willing to participate in charity work than others? Some people may have a stronger sense of empathy or personal connections to the causes they support. Additionally, cultural and social influences play a significant role in shaping individuals' attitudes towards charitable activities. How can governments and organizations encourage more people to get involved in charitable activities? Governments and organizations can provide incentives such as tax breaks for donations, recognize volunteers through awards, and run awareness campaigns to highlight the importance of community involvement in charitable activities. Essential vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it is crucial to use a range of vocabulary and complex grammatical structures. Here are some key terms and phrases. Fundraising marathon, noun, a long-distance running event aimed at collecting funds for a cause. Underprivileged, adjective, disadvantaged, often economically or socially. Heartwarming, adjective, causing feelings of happiness and affection. Altruism, noun, the belief in or practice of selfless concern for the well-being of others. Empathy, noun, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Incentives, noun, benefits or rewards given to encourage certain actions or behaviors. Usage, examples, the fundraising marathon attracted participants from all walks of life. Programs aimed at underprivileged children can significantly improve their future prospects. The volunteers' heartwarming support made a big difference at the event. Examiner's advice for high scores. Practice regularly. Regular practice helps you become more fluent and less nervous. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases to express your ideas more precisely. Use complex sentences. Incorporate a mix of simple and complex sentences to showcase your grammatical range. Stay calm and confident. Confidence in your speaking ability often translates to better performance. Self-record. Listening to your recordings helps identify areas for improvement. By applying these tips and practicing regularly with structured responses and diverse vocabulary, you can improve your chances of achieving a high score in the IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.